Hi, I'm Whitney Lee, founder of Socially PR and Digital Media, and for over a decade, I've been creating and executing marketing and PR plans for businesses all over the U.S. I'm obsessed with helping entrepreneurs bring their big ideas to life and, most importantly, boost their bottom line. The Socially Relevant Podcast is a resource to give you clarity, ideas, and inspiration that you can actually apply to marketing your business. So you won't find any overwhelming tech talk here. We're breaking down all the details in a way that's fun and easy to understand, giving you tangible ways to take action. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back. I'm excited today to talk to you about something that's going to help save you money. You know, throughout the years, I've worked with a little bit of everything. Our agency has represented big multi-million dollar, you know, corporate brands. And we've also worked with mom and pops, you know, and everybody's budget is a little bit different. So, I mean, it's really fun to work with the big corporate clients where you've actually got some cheddar to like support your initiatives. But I've found that the really small businesses that have a smaller budget, you know, especially earlier in my career when the agency first got started, those really test you, you know, those test how creative can you get to make something happen without a big budget to support you. And honestly, all of those lessons were so, so valuable to me because I do think there's a lot that you can do without spending a ton of money. So that's what today's episode is all about, is the secret to bringing in new ideal customers without spending a penny. So, I mean, I know marketing is expensive, right? Gosh, there's traditional advertising. If you're buying ads on TV, radio, you know, billboards, magazines, but then there's also like SEO, SEM, gosh, that can really get pricey when you start going into pay-per-click, depending on what words you're going after, retargeting. You can buy email lists, social media ad campaigns. There's so much stuff to spend money on. And, you know, one topic that we talked about a few episodes ago, if you missed out on it, check it out. It's the influencer episode. So we talked about influencer campaigns and how we helped one of our clients bring in over $33,000 worth of room night revenue as a hotel from six unpaid influencers. So literally all it cost them was just the cost of the room. And I think we threw each influencer like 50 or 100 bucks in food and beverage money, like a credit to use at the restaurant. So if those rooms weren't already going to be filled, that's pretty, I mean, profitable, right? So if you haven't listened to that one yet and you're curious about influencers, go back to that episode. I would definitely encourage you to listen to that. But I wanted to share another secret that we use regularly, even with clients that have a big fat budget. I still use this strategy to bring in new customers and not have to touch our budget. So here we go. It is partnerships, B2B partnerships, business-to-business partnerships. So this falls underneath our public relations department, partnerships. Anything where we're helping connect people, I kind of rope that into our PR department. We have a PR manager that specifically oversees all of our partnerships for clients and really getting strategic to try to align partners that we actually help move the needle. Here's the key, for each other. We're not just getting something out of them. You know, we are moving the needle for them as well. That's what it's all about, right? Give and take. So, you know, B2B partnerships have been incredibly important for a lot of our clients. So what does that even look like? Sometimes when I say B2B, people even just like gloss over and they're like, oh, I don't even know what that really means. So what does it look like? So step one, before you go out there and start looking for potential partners, let's look at you first. Let's look at your business. I sound like a dating coach right now, you know, where everyone's like, you can't love someone else until you love yourself. Well, yes, marketing is a lot like dating. But I mean, it's valid, right? So What can you offer someone? What can your business bring to the table? This is number one when I am training maybe somebody that's new in PR or our interns and that kind of thing. I always teach them in PR that you don't go to someone with an immediate ask. You go to them with an offer of, here's how I can help you, you know, or here's what I can support you with. Before we ever ask for favors out of people, like come to it with from a place of service is like, how can I help you? Okay. So what can you offer somebody? I want you to jot these down and go look all this stuff up. You're going to be, this is how we build a partnership deck or a partnership outline. So first we compile everything you can offer. So things like this. Social media following, write it down. How many followers do you have on each one of your platforms? And if you have any other cool stats to share on there, like X amount of engagement or, you know, that kind of thing, or if you're growing month to month, like growing 20% every month, a social following of over 100,000 people, or maybe it's 5,000 people, it doesn't matter. Whatever your numbers are, compile your social media following. Compile your website hits, okay? So if you don't have Google Analytics installed on your website, here's your sign. And if you don't know what Google Analytics is, it's gonna change your life and your business. Google Analytics, and you can install it on your site. It will show you who's coming to your site, what city they're from, how long they're staying on the site, what pages they're looking at. So much valuable info there. So that's number two, compile your website hits, what city, states. I mean, you don't want to overwhelm people with numbers, but I would say a good starting place was just approximately how many, visits are you getting on your site per month? We call them UVs, unique visitors. Okay. Not page views. That can mean like one visitor visits 12 pages on your website. Page views are always going to be a lot higher than unique visitors. So number one, social following. Number two, your website traffic. Number three, how many subscribers do you have on your email database? Number four, I left one out here. Text subscribers, text messaging. If you do text messaging, it's okay if you don't. But it might be something good, to explore. So subscribers on email, subscribers on your text message campaigns. If you have an app, how many app downloads have you have? I'm just throwing out ideas here. If you don't have some of the stuff for your business, it's okay. If you have a podcast, how many listeners or how many downloads of your podcast have you had? Where are you currently advertising, you know, or, you know, list out all the places or, where your brand is showing up. And here's the very big kicker, to save this one for the last. What is the demographic of your current audience or customer base? You know, who are they? How old are they? Range, you know, are they boomers? Are they, you know, older millennials? You know, where do they live? What are the, if you know their beliefs, maybe you serve a highly, liberal audience. Maybe you serve a very conservative audience. That kind of stuff is important because beliefs definitely play a role in people making purchases. Income, you know, if you are a high ticket item, obviously the people buying from you must be somewhat affluent or they have a higher income. The more info you can tell about your current customers and audience, the people that are following you, the better. Because that's going to show who's a good fit, okay? So compile all those things together. Social following, website traffic, subscribers on email, text subscribers, app downloads, podcast numbers, advertising. Gosh, there's probably even more stuff that I'm leaving out, but that's just off the top of my head. And then your demographic on your audience. I would encourage you to even maybe make like a little PDF that has all of these numbers together to kind of show who you are, who you're reaching, and what you can offer a partner, okay? So now that you have gotten your stuff together, you can go out and find a partner. So here, I know it can kind of get overwhelming because think about it. I mean, there's thousands and millions of businesses out there. Like, where do you even start, right? So here is where what helps us guide on who could be a good fit. So number one, You just identified who your people are. What other businesses reach your people? Okay, so for example, if you are a business that is focused on women, what other types of businesses reach women? Okay, so I don't know if you, if you're a spa and most of your clientele are women, how do you partner with, a hair salon? You could partner with, it doesn't even have to necessarily be like super direct like that, like another aesthetic service, anything that reaches women, right? So maybe, women are coffee drinkers, right? Maybe it's a coffee brand that you connect with. That's totally just off the top of my head. But who reaches your people? So think about it. If you are reaching women, what other services does your woman use? Where does she shop? You know, so think about that. What are some other businesses that reach your person? Or where? What else does your person buy into? Okay. Number two, this kind of helps hone it in a little bit because that can be kind of vague. Like, I mean, what other businesses do reach women? Wow. I mean, you could go on forever. So this helps narrow it down. Number two, what is complementary to your business? It doesn't necessarily have to be in the same realm, but it makes more sense when it's in the same realm. So for example, you know, like in the last example I said about a spa, maybe you're connecting with a makeup artist, you know, so maybe your spa doesn't have a makeup artist, but makeup artists are obviously reaching women that are concerned about their health, their well-being, their physical appearance. That could be a good partnership there. There you go. Here's another example. So one of our clients is Legalpreneur. It's an awesome membership-based business for business owners. So you have a monthly membership where you have access to an attorney, a dedicated attorney for you. You get contracts. It's so, you know, these business owners that aren't going to spend $10,000 a month on a retainer with a traditional attorney, Legalpreneur. So they have an app, all this kind of stuff. So we help develop partnerships for them. So the first thing I thought to myself is, okay, their prime audience is business owners, male or female business owners. Okay. What else do business owners need? Okay. I know this firsthand. This is an easy one for me because this is me. Accounting, CPAs, they need a software depending on what type of business they are. They usually have HR. They have payment systems. So boom, all that's like perfect. Those go hand in hand. Legal, accounting. Those two could be a great partnership. What accounting firms could we reach out to? Or what HR people could we reach out to with partnerships? Okay. Also something number three to think about, what type of business you are. Like, do you serve people virtually? Or do you serve people that are local in your area? I mean, that plays a big role because obviously if you're going with just specifically local people, then you really need to utilize a partnership with another business that targets local people. You know, it doesn't make sense to be blasting out all over the nation if they can't visit your store or, you know, your practice or whatever the case may be. So locally based businesses probably should partner with other locally based businesses, virtual. Pretty easy peasy. And then also, you know, here's another point. Make it realistic and you kind of need to be equally yoked with the other business. You know, like, don't be going after these massive, like if you are a little small business, you're still getting going and you know, when you look at what you're offering, you only have a couple thousand followers. You have a few email, you know, a few hundred emails in your database. Okay. Going after some monster corporation to be a partner, that's just not realistic. They have 3 million followers on their page and they have, but wait a minute, you know, like, come on, that benefit, the benefits are not equal there. You know, if they partner with you, they're pulling all the weight. So you really need to reach out to somebody that is somewhat evenly keeled with you to make sure that you're both bringing something kind of equivalent to the table. I mean, that would be bomb if you scored a partnership with some massive corporation, but it's not absolutely I'm not going to foresee that that's going to happen, you know, like, so just being realistic here. I know there's only so many hours in a day that you can reach out to people to connect with these business owners. And you know, so going after the big boys, if you are a little tiny, tiny guy, you know, save your time, go after somebody that's more, you know, evenly keeled with you. Another idea is a nonprofit support, you know, like, is there a cause that somehow connects with your business that would be a great fit? And maybe you can support the cause. And as a sponsor or something, I don't know what you can, maybe you can provide something in kind to them, you know, and in turn, they can promote you. So maybe you are a CPA. Can you provide some kind of accounting to a nonprofit that in turn will promote you as their CPA of record or something, you know? So think about that. What nonprofits out there can you support first and in exchange get some promotion for your business? So it's a really big brainstorming session. And then honestly, you just start reaching out to people and maybe have some kind of idea of like, hey, I thought maybe we could develop a partnership. You know, I do this, this, and this. Here are all of my stats. I was wondering if, you know, maybe we want to do an email swap, you know, where you feature us in your email newsletter and I feature you in mine. Like starting off with little specific ideas. If you kind of come to people, you know, some people are great with partnerships, but sometimes if you go to somebody with a partnership and you're like, hey, here's an idea, you know, like let's be partners. And they're like, well, what does that mean? And you're like, I don't know. You know, like kind of come to them with maybe an idea of what you can offer them first. Again, that's the key before you go asking for stuff. And then it's just a conversation of, you know, brainstorming together, asking them what they do to, you know, bring in clients or to promote themselves and how can you promote each other in exchange? So sometimes, I mean, sometimes partnerships involve money and actual like payment for partnerships, but sometimes it doesn't, you know, sometimes it's just an even exchange of promotion of each other or in-kind services. So I really encourage you to get your info together. What can you offer somebody? And then really start to brainstorm who reaches your people, what's complementary to your business, what type of business are you? Are you trying to go virtual? Are you reaching people locally? Find some people that are even keeled for you, or maybe even find a nonprofit to support. You know, A, you'll feel great about supporting their mission, and B, maybe you'll get some promotion out of it as well. So would love to chat more with you about partnerships. If you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram. It's The Whitney Lee. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I hope this has been supportive for you and your business, or maybe you're a marketer out there and you needed some like brain power on how to create more partnerships. Hopefully this sparked an idea for you. If you love the episode, it'd mean a lot to me if you would share it on social. So please tag us, Socially PR, and we will connect with you on the next episode. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you thought the info was beneficial, it would mean so much if you take a quick second to write us a review and share it on social media. If you have a question about a topic or a specific industry you want to learn more about, reach out to us on Socially's Instagram or LinkedIn. And you can also find me personally, The Whitney Lee, on Instagram. We are excited to connect with you and help you make your business more socially relevant.